Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy wrestling. We've got Junior Cole Verner at 125 pounds joining us here on the program. Cole, it is certainly a pleasure to visit with you. What's going on today, man? How are you?
Good. Just getting ready for the upcoming duel against Oregon State on Sunday. So just getting prepared for that.
Absolutely. I got to get into this because I've seen a couple videos up on Twitter about your high altitude training where you guys are running up a mountain and then sledding down that. What is that all about, and when did that all start for you guys?
Well, actually, it was kind of just came about like on Tuesday or something. Our coaches just said, we're having our afternoon practice and bring a sled if you don't like running down icy hills. So we kind of didn't know what to expect. I mean, we went out to Happy Jack before and we run that during preseason. It's pretty gnarly, but we went to a different spot over at Happy Jack and just had a lot of fun. You know, I think it was good for team bonding. We just went sledding and it was a really good time actually.
What is it like though running? I mean, you said it's kind of brutal. It's a tough run for you when you've done that before. But running up and down the mountain, is it worth it? Is it worth it to go up to have the fun going back down?
Oh, of course. I think it's completely worth it. I mean, you know, the whole team's there. You know, we're all having fun. We're trying new things. Probably not the smartest things in the middle of the season, but you know, it was all for fun and it was a good time. It was definitely worth the incline.
All right, who were the shirtless guys that I saw in the videos? Who was the brave ones there?
I think Kel Davidson. I know he was one. I know Sam Turner was one, and I think Carlos Looney was the other.
Okay,
but you know, they wanted to go for it. We got kind of hot and sweaty because we weren't sure to what to expect. You know, so we brought a lot of layers and started coming off, I guess.
I thought you being from Green River, Wyoming boy, you'd try that, Cole.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but I'm white and pasty, you know, I don't want to bind anybody.
Okay. Well, you'd mix in with the snow then.
Exactly. Well, no one will be able to find me. I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. We're talking to Cole Verner here in the Sports Zone. Cole, you're 18-10 on the season, but you're ranked 17th in the country now by Flow Wrestling at 125 pounds. What's the season been like for you to, you know, see that steady progression that you have as you get into this next duel?
There's been some ups and some downs in the season for me. I think that I need to go out and fix some things. I can hang with the best competitors at 125, and I just, that's something I think I've done really good is I do make mistakes, and then we figure what they are and go to practice, figure them out, fix them, and then I, knock on wood, I haven't messed up the same mistake twice, so I think that's what's really going for me right now is just the learning process in the wrestling room.
You know, you've beaten, as you mentioned, some top-notch guys. You beat number 5, you beat number 7. You've dropped some matches to some ranked opponents as well, and your head coach, Mark Branch, said, you know, would like to see maybe a little bit more consistency out of you. Where does that come from? Where do you find that consistency to be at your best?
You know, I think it goes all the way back to the conversation we had in New York about just being confident. After I beat Moisey in the Nebraska duel, I kind of was like, uh-oh, you know, that puts a target on me. And I went out, and I was a little apprehensive in Vegas and probably had one of my more worst tournaments I've ever had. But, you know, after that, you got to think that to be the best, you got to, you know, beat the best. You got to beat them all anyway. So go out in every match and just do what you do and walk away.
When you beat Sean Faust from North Carolina State, did that give you even more confidence? You know, you beat Zeke, you lose a few to rank, but then you come back and beat Sean. Did that give you the confidence back that you needed that, hey, I can do this now? I can be the consistent guy that Coach Branch wants me to be?
Yeah, it did, actually. I mean, I went out there, and it was kind of funny you bring up that match. I lost to Brent Fleetwood from North Dakota State off of one move, and Sean, he hit the same thing, and I, you know, I learned about it, figured it out, and did what I was coached to do, and ended up putting him on his back ultimately, and got the pin. So it just, you know, it's just trusting in the system and the process we got going on over here, and it'll all work out.
You guys are ranked 11th in the country in the duels portion of it, and you're 9-3 in duels. What has it been like so far as a team when you get into these duels? What has made you guys so successful, do you think?
I think being able to rally off of one another is something that's huge. I mean, I've started out, since I'm, you know, the 125 pounder, I start out a lot of duels, and it's a lot of responsibility to go out with the bang. You know, you got to get the team fired up. But when I don't start it out, I follow Brian Andrews, a heavyweight, and I love following him. He's an exciting wrestler. He brings a lot of energy, and it just gets you all fired up and ready to go.
I mean, you guys seem to be sneaking up on some programs, and you've got eight guys ranked now, whereas at the beginning of the season it was two. Do you feel like you guys were maybe undervalued early, and now you're finally getting to show what you're capable of doing?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we do. We have a super young team, and mm-hmm. we got a lot of young guys on here. I mean, we're starting with one senior. Branson is our one senior that's starting, and he's done great leading us here. But I think that because we are so young, we were a little bit, you know, underlooked, and we didn't catch any views from anybody. But, you know, we go out and do what we can, and hopefully get some attention on us. It's kind of nice.
Who's the toughest sparring partner you've gone up against?
Montori Bridges.
Yeah.
He's an animal. He likes to hand fight, and he's tough, and he just keeps going.
When you do that sparring with teammates, I mean, is it... I'm sure it's physical and you get after each other, but does it ever escalate ever, or is it stay pretty tame?
You know, it sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's no punches thrown anywhere, but
right.
No one likes to lose. You know, you're at the college, you're at a D1 collegiate level of wrestling. You know, you're not there to be okay with losing, so you lose a go, and it kind of rouses you up a little bit. So, I mean, yeah, there's some tension there, but in the wrestling room, you do what you can to win, but out of the wrestling room, you know, you're all still friends. You're all still good with each other.
After, you know, Green River, you went to just down the road to Western Wyoming for a couple of years. What was that like for you? Was that just the right move for you at that time?
I believe it was. I kind of slacked off in high school and didn't really take care of business in the classroom.
Okay.
And, you know, it hurt me in the long run. But I think going to Western, I my plan was just to go to the JUCO and get my generals out of the way so I can really focus on what I want to be when I grow up, and then take care of that here at UW. But I going there kind of prepared me little by little. I mean, Andy McCauley was fresh out of University of Wyoming Wrestling, and he came and was one of our coaches. So I got to see a lot of drills and conditioning and looks that I would see here at UW when I was at Western. So I think it was the right move, and I think it prepared me pretty decently for UW.
Did it prepare you to take your academics seriously as well?
Yes, yeah. I didn't really care. I was not very hard on my grades, but, you know, I got some looks from some big schools, and it was like, this is awesome, and then they kind of found my grades, and it didn't go so well. But, you know, I learned from it. I ended up graduating Western with, like, a 3.6, and then I'm doing decent here at UW, so I can't complain now.
That's great, man. That's awesome that you were able to do that and mature yourself through that. I see you're a criminal. Are you still criminal justice?
I am. I'm still a criminal justice major.
What do you want to do, I guess, when you graduate at Wyoming, when wrestling's done? I'm sure you want to wrestle as much as you can and as far as you can go, but what is on your mind there?
Personally, I mean, I've always wanted to be a homicide detective. I think that just really is interesting for me, and so that's what I've been pushing for. So I've been taking classes that pertain more to that than other classes in the criminal law field.
Do you watch the show First 48?
I have, actually.
That's a good show, man. I like that show.
Great show. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, you got Oregon State coming up on Sunday afternoon there in the UW. What do you know about the guy you're going to go up against at 125?
He's tough. He's got one loss in the year. He lost to Sebastian Rivera from Northwestern, currently the number one guy in the nation. And, you know, he lost in, I think, it might have been an overtime go. I'm not sure, but it was in the finals at Vegas. He's a tough kid, number three in the country, but, you know, you got to go out and do what you can do, wrestle your hardest, so, you know, we'll see.
Dude, you are wrestling some top-notch guys, and this has got to be great preparation for the postseason, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I was talking to my dad the other day, and, shoot, I think I've wrestled 60-70% of the top 20 kids already, and, you know, and we're not even into February yet.
That's outstanding, man. Hey, keep up the good work, Cole. It was a pleasure visiting with you, man, and I hope we can do it again. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good one.